is to be patient, considerate, and professional, serving you as you wish to be served. It's been our priority since 1889 at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. More people are shopping online. Adobe Analytics projects that Americans will spend more than $40 billion online through Monday, but Black Friday remains one of the year's busiest shopping days. And more people going online is good news for shoppers like Margaret Swanson in Seattle.
With online shopping, the full crowds on Black Friday has totally died down. And I was never really into, like, I used to just really avoid it, but now I feel more open to it because it doesn't feel super overwhelming.
Winter weather warnings could complicate travel this weekend. Up to 5 feet of lake effect snow possible through Monday for areas of western New York. Erie, Pennsylvania has already gotten more than 2.5 feet. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau traveled to Florida. He had dinner with President-elect Trump after Trump announced plans to impose tariffs on imports from Canada and Mexico. Biggest rivalry weekend of the year in college football and a wild start as Georgia beat Georgia Tech in 8 overtimes. This is ABC News. The San Jose State women's volleyball team is heading to the conference championship game this weekend after securing a win by not playing over claims that it has a transgender player on the roster.
Boise State pulled out of the Mountain West women's volleyball tournament amid claims San Jose State has a transgender member on the women's team. Although the school nor the player have publicly talked about the player's gender, San Jose State now jumps all the way to the championships because of Boise State refusing to play them. San Jose State says in a statement that it supports its student-athletes, and while disappointed that Boise State pulled out, its volleyball team is preparing for Saturday's championship match against either San Diego State or Colorado State. Alex Stone, ABC News.
World produces more than 400 million tons of new plastic each year and ongoing in South Korea. Meetings with the goal of reaching an agreement on a treaty that would address plastic pollution. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
When it comes to quality, Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel knows it's not just about delicious flavors. It starts with the beef. They raise their cattle with strict sustainable practices that prioritize animal welfare. These pasture-raised cows enjoy a natural lifestyle. Whether you're looking for steaks for the grill or ground beef for a hearty meal, you can trust Utter Brothers for quality beef that tastes as good as it feels. Shop local. Eat better. Visit Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel today and taste the difference that care makes.
Meteorologist Tony Schumacher calling for very winter-like temperatures today. Cloud patches mixing with sun. Some spotty flurries in the morning, a high of 21. For tonight, partly cloudy to clear, quite cold, a low of 9. Sunday, partly cloudy. We warm up a little bit in the afternoon, a high of 25. Partly cloudy, still brisk Sunday night. We're looking for a low of 14. Partly sunny, a bit warmer Monday, 28. Tuesday, we may see some light snow with a high temperature of 30.
You're listening to the Weekend Wake Up. Weekend Wake Up. From WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
One day shy of 8 years old, Grandma passed away. I was a broken-hearted little boy blowing out that birthday cake. How I cried when the sky let go with a cold and lonesome rain. Mama smiled, said, "Don't be sad, child. Grandma's watching you today. 'Cause there's holes in the floor of heaven and her tears are pouring down. That's how you know she's watching, wishing she could be here now. And sometimes if you're lonely, just remember she can see. There's holes watching over you and me. Seasons come and seasons go, nothing stays the same. I grew up, fell in love, met a girl who took my name. Year by year, we made a life in this sleepy little town. I thought we'd grow old together. Lord, I sure do miss her now. But there's holes in the floor of heaven, and her tears are pouring down. That's how I know she's watching, wishing she could be here now. And sometimes when I'm lonely, I remember she can see. There's holes in the floor of heaven, and she's watching over you and me. Well, my little girl is 23. Walk her down the aisle. It's a shame her mom can't be here now to see her lovely smile. They throw the rice, I catch her eye as the rain starts coming down. She takes my hand, says, Daddy, don't be sad, 'cause I know mama's watching now. And there's holes in the floor of heaven, and her tears are pouring down. That's how you know she's watching, wishing she could be here now. And sometimes when I'm lonely, I remember she can see. Yes, there's holes in the floor of heaven, and she's watching over you and me. Watching over you and me. Watching over you.
It's an entertainment journey to your past. It's a look at this week in entertainment history, and it comes your way in about 10 minutes.
All things considered, I'm doing just fine. Even though you left a hole the size of Texas deep inside of my heart, the way I feel, I should be losing my mind. But all things considered, I'm doing just fine. Slamming the door. I got served a piece of paper from breakfast that said, you don't live here no more. And the dog won't let me pet him. He just lays around and growls at my feet. And the paper boy forgot me again. I should have stayed in bed. Texas deep inside of my heart, the way I feel, I should be losing my mind. But all things considered, I'm doing just fine. Well, my car broke down again right before we ran out of gas. And my voice is still ringing in my head. One more time. So blows, so I can see.
fine, even though you left a hole the size of Texas deep inside of my heart. The way I feel, I should be losing my mind. But all things considered, I'm doing just fine.
Meyer Oil and LP, the unsung heroes behind the scenes at WRCO Studios, keeping the music flowing and the community connected.
Baby likes to rock it like a boogie woogie choo choo train.
It's local music.
Local music on WRCO-FM.
From Adams to Wazika, Boaz to Ithaca, and everywhere in between. It's local music on WRCO-FM and
Civic Media.
I'm waiting on a call from the Tin Man, something that I shouldn't have to do. We knew right from the start that he didn't have a heart, but that's a job the wizard has to do. Self-concern, watch out, you might get burned. A slow burn of the coldest kind. I'm waiting on a call from the Tin Man, and I've been waiting such a long, long time. Knocking on the door of the Tin Man, something that I shouldn't have to do. Everyone in town knows that he can bring you down with his insecure bad attitude. Don't know what you said, you got inside his head, 'cause he can turn on you on a dime. I'm knocking on the door of the Tin Man, and I've been knocking such a long, long time. Call from the Tin Man, but my waiting days are over and through. We could have made a brand new start if he only had a heart, but that's a job the wizard has to do.
You're listening to the Weekend Get Together.
Weekend Get Together.
With Adam Hess.
It's Adam Hess on the radio.
From WRCO FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Attention, auto mechanics. TC Auto Works in Richland Center is continuing to grow, and they need you. They are hiring an automotive technician with 3 years of experience preferred and a strong work history. Enjoy highly competitive pay and a full-service automotive repair facility with a fun, low-stress, family-owned atmosphere. Along with competitive pay, you will be eligible for a large package of benefits including retirement plans, paid vacation, much, much more. Call 383-1700 or pick up an application at TC Autoworks, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation. It is your last chance to stock up at Oakwood Fruit Farm during the winter stock up sale. All remaining apples are buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value. Buy a peck, get a peck free. Buy a bushel, get a bushel free. Choose from several delicious apple varieties, perfect for gifts or winter treats. Plus, don't miss Take and Bake Pies and famous apple cider donuts, still available. Open 9 until 4 every day until the apples are sold out for the season. South of Ithaca on Apple Ridge Road, just follow the signs to Oakwood Fruit Farm. Don't wait, stock up before it's too late.
Unexpected cold showers are the worst. That's the thing about water heaters. They eventually stop heating or they can't keep up with the demand. So when your shower suddenly goes from hot to not, call Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. We provide several brand options and offer traditional or space-saving tankless water heaters. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
The Family Thrift Shop is sending a big thank you to all the volunteers, shoppers, and generous donors who make their shop a success. This season of giving, they're celebrating with a half-off sale on everything Thanksgiving through November 30th. Stock up on fall decorations and everything you need to set a beautiful holiday table. Follow them on Facebook for updates, silent auctions, and more. Donations are always welcome during business hours, Wednesday through Friday, 9 to 5, and Saturday, 10 to 4. Located at 120 South Main Street, your shopping and donations stay local, supporting nonprofits right here in our community. The Family Thrift Shop, where giving truly makes a difference.
Head to the Spring Green area this weekend for Small Business Saturday. Area businesses will have discounts and sales. Saturday evening, head to Plain for an old-fashioned Chris Kindle market. Street vendors, carriage rides, kids' crafts, a visit from jolly old Santa, and so much more. For more information, visit springgreen.com. Spring Green's Country Christmas sponsors include the People's Community Bank, Kramer Brothers, Cardinal Glass Industries, Prem Meats, Right Way Plaza, and Tri-County Building Supply and Flooring Center.
Our Black Friday blowout starts now. Prepare to be wowed. For only $5.99, get a power recliner that's going to elevate your home theater experience. The Easy View adjustable headrest puts your head and neck in optimum position for reading or watching TV, even if you're fully reclined. With one-touch power controls and LED lights, you'll be impressed by the zero-draw technology, which only consumes power when the USB receptacle is in use. Did we mention there are cup holders and also storage compartments? So you'll never have to look for your remote again. Stay organized and never miss a moment of your favorite movie. Once you sink into the comfortable seating, you won't want to leave. This win-win design is a true stay-in masterpiece. Hurry into Court & Main Furniture & Mattress. Sale through December 6th.
CBS presents this program in color.
It's time right now for a look at This Week in Entertainment History. Brought to you by Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Boscobel and Richland Center. Stocking filters, wipers, batteries, oil, brakes, and more. And by Richards Insurance, an independent insurance agency with five generations of continual service. Being independent, Richards can sell a number of top insurance companies seeking to service their clients' needs. Today's history lesson is coming up next.
Whether it's on the farm, at the job site, or just the front lawn, Napa has the parts to get the job done. Hydraulic hoses, PTO drive shafts, even bucket teeth are just some of the parts that can be found at Napa. For smaller equipment like lawnmowers, snowblowers, or snowmobiles, we carry essential maintenance items such as belts, filters, and fluids. Stop in today at Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East Richland Center and Highway 61 Boscobel. Napa know-how.
It's time right now for a look at This Week in Entertainment History, a time-traveling entertainment journey. Premiering on this date in 1987, after appearing as Mr. Cunningham on Happy Days and Sheriff Amos Tupper during the first 3 years of Murder, She Wrote, Tom Bosley finally got the chance to star in his own show, but he wore a different uniform. In Father Dowling Mysteries, Bosley played Father Francis Dowling. In 1969, Neil Diamond made his only appearance on The Ed Sullivan Show. In 1971, ABC aired Brian's Song, a movie about Chicago Bears' Brian Piccolo and his friendship with Gale Sayers. In 1999, Saturday Night Live, the 25th anniversary DVD was released to the world. Celebrity birthdays include Howie Mandel, Kathy Moriarty, Don Cheadle, and Anna Faris, and the NFL's Russell Wilson. Don't go anywhere. We have today's Rabbit Ears Memory coming up next.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Scavenger hunts. Going from place to place. Hunting. Searching. Scratching your head in frustration. I'm Dylan Lewis with Richards Insurance Agency, and we think that purchasing insurance shouldn't be a scavenger hunt. Get all the hints you need and a free quote. You can find us at richardsinsure.com.
A
look at entertainment history has been sponsored today by Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Boscobel and Richland Center, and by Richards Insurance, an independent insurance agency.
This is CBS.
Today's Rabbit Ears Memory is an animated series as a 13-year-old boy named Henry Big is going on vacation. He finds some mouse-like creatures in his suitcase called the Diminutives. The Saturday morning cartoon ran from 1983 through 1985. It's The Littles.
Here come the Littles, always running to and fro. Here come the Littles, they're living with you, don't you know? One day when Henry went away, the little fell inside his suitcase. He later found his passphrase. When he opened his luggage and the Littles jumped out, they've been the best friends ever since. He's got this secret they're resisting. Inside the walls they've always been. You can't stop the Littles, cause the Littles don't stop.
Hello, Mary Lou. Goodbye.
Why choose local radio? Drive time dominance. WRCO captures listeners during prime drive times, morning and evening commutes, when people are attentive and receptive, making your ads more effective.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? So you've got an oil change coming up. You can go farther and save on full synthetic with our oil change special. Right now, you can get 5 quarts of Valvoline Advanced Full Synthetic with an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for just $33.99. Get the parts you need when you need them at AutoZone or AutoZone.com.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Time is running out. The half-price sale of Mr. G's Shoes and Clothing in Richland Center in Viroqua ends tomorrow. Today, they're open until 4. Tomorrow, they're open from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Buy any item at the regular or sale price and get a second item of equal or lesser value for half off. Don't miss your chance to save big for the whole family. Remember, special orders and layaways aren't included. Hurry in. This incredible sale ends tomorrow. Mr. G's Shoes and Clothing, where style meets savings.
And clothing needs. Boom. Choose Mr. G.
Furniture, Decor, and More has extended its Black Friday sale. Take advantage of unbelievable deals now until December 5th. Sofa sets starting at $699.99 or use any of their coupons for savings up to $500. Don't miss the extended Black Friday sale going on now at Furniture, Decor, and More in Boscobel and now open in Westby. Furniture, Decor, and More has extended its Black Friday sale. Take advantage of unbelievable deals now until December 5th. Sofa sets starting at $699.99 or use any of their coupons for savings up to $500. Don't miss the extended Black Friday sale going on now at Furniture, Decor, and More in Boscobel and now open in Westby.
Time now to see who's celebrating. Maybe it's you. Birthdays and anniversaries brought to you each and every day by The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
The Shoebox in Black Earth has what you need for work boots, children's shoes, athletic shoes, and any shoe you need or want. No one has a better selection of shoes than The Shoebox, with all the latest styles for everyone needing shoes. The Shoebox is the place to go. They go the extra mile to bring you great service, proper size and fit, all at a great price. The Shoebox, open 7 days a week in Black Earth. Stop by and receive service like it ought to be.
It is Saturday, November 30th, 2024. Time to take a look at who is celebrating. Brought to you by The Shoebox. Jay Lars and Kennedy Wilson are on the Uncle Butchie and Auntie M list today. Tammy Brand is celebrating a birthday. Tim Willis, your son Logan, would like to wish you the best today. Happy birthday wishes to Jeanette Simpson from Butch and Mrs. Butch. Grace Frawley is celebrating. Joe, Pa, and Keisha would like to wish you the best. Lori and the guys would like to wish a happy birthday to Jay Lars today. From the Ash Creek United Methodist Church, Heidi Clary is on that list. Grace Frawley, happy birthday from Mom, Dad, Jake, Max, and Blaze. Tim Willis makes the Willow Valley United Methodist Church list this morning. Happy 12th birthday to my niece, Kennedy Wilson, from Lori and the guys. Also from Lori and the guys, Char McGlynn, celebrating. And Grace Frawley is on the St. Mary's school list. Nephew Jay Lars celebrating. Best wishes from Uncle A and Aunt Carney. Here's a happy birthday wish going out to Tim Willis from the entire Willis family. We all love you. Heather Clements, Heather Galloy, Maggie Kirshner, and Lisa Stafford make the Bloom City Town Crier. Happy birthday wishes to Lisa Stafford from the Little Willow Birthday Club. From Richland Primary School, Kylie Ingman celebrates. Here's a birthday wish for Cheryl Winger from Richland Center United Methodist Church. Lilia Faber is having a birthday with love from Mom and Dad. Isaac, Isabella, Evan, Jacob, and Aaron. Cheryl Winger is on the Backroads Resurrection Life Church list today. Happy birthday wishes to Jim Keller and an anniversary for Deb and Bob Schneider from the Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions Club and to Cheryl Winger, Lisa Stafford, Jonathan Maxwell, and Heather Clements from the Richland Center Lions Club today. If you are celebrating a birthday or anniversary, we'd like to wish you the best as well from WRCO-FM.
It's known as the boogie grass sound. So grab your partner and swing her around and dance to the boogie grass sound. I love to hear Bill sing about Kentucky and the Allman Brothers Ramblin' Man. We put the music all together, so dance to the boogie grass. Saws the fiddle too, taught me how to sing and play for you. I got bluegrass in my soul and rhythm in my feet, so dance to the boogie grass beat. I love to hear Bill sing about Kentucky and the Allman Brothers. Thank you.
Meteorologist Tony Schumacher calling for very winter-like temperatures today. Cloud patches mixing with sun. Some spotty flurries in the morning, a high of 21. For tonight, partly cloudy to clear, quite cold, a low of 9. Sunday, partly cloudy. We warm up a little bit in the afternoon, a high of 25. Partly cloudy, still brisk Sunday night. We're looking for a low of 14. Partly sunny, a bit warmer Monday, 28. Tuesday, we may see some light snow with a high temperature of 30.
Rockwell Automation in Richland Center is more than just a company. They are a part of this community. The team is made up of coaches, board members, firefighters, and EMS. Rockwell is proud to support and serve neighbors every day, both in and out of the workplace. What they are asking from the community is, if you are a part of a nonprofit organization or 501(c) and have opportunities for Rockwell employees to partake in, please contact them as they would love to partner with your organization. The team is looking for volunteering and donation opportunities within the surrounding communities. If you would like to partner with Rockwell Automation or have any questions, please call them at 647-9400. They look forward to extending their community involvement. Rockwell Automation, ingrained in the community, dedicated to making a difference. For over 40 years, Heartland Christmas Trees has been more than just a tree lot. It's where family traditions begin. Choose from Frasier, Concolor, and Balsam Firs, Scotch, White, and Norway Pine, or the classic blue and white spruce. Plus, you'll find wreaths, roping, tree lights, and more to make your holidays magical. Heartland makes it easy with free shaking and netting for your tree, and kids will love the free candy cane. Stop by the Heartland Christmas Tree Lot at the Starlight 14 Drive-In on Highway 14 East in Richland Center. Open daily 9 to 8 with a lighted lot for evening shopping. Heartland Christmas Trees, a family tradition for generations.
The Family Thrift Shop is sending a big thank you to all the volunteers, shoppers, and generous donors who make their shop a success. This season of giving, they're celebrating with a half-off sale on everything Thanksgiving through November 30th. Stock up on fall decorations and everything you need to set a beautiful holiday table. Follow them on Facebook for updates, silent auctions, and more. Donations are always welcome during business hours, Wednesday through Friday, 9 to 5, and Saturday, 10 to 4. Located at 120 South Main Street, your shopping and donations stay local, supporting nonprofits right here in our community. The Family Thrift Shop, where giving truly makes a difference.
My brother Adam plays the best country, and I should know because I'm from the South.
It's Adam Hess on the radio.
Hey, Adam, turn the music up.
Yes! Here comes Amos! Now, Amos Moses was a Cajun. He lived by himself in the swamp. They hunted alligator for a living. They just knock him in the head with a stump. The Louisiana law gonna get you, Amos. It ain't legal hunting alligator down in the swamp, boy. Now everybody blamed his old man for making him mean as a snake. When Amos Moses was a boy, his daddy would use him for alligator bait. Tie a rope around his waist and throw him in the swamp. Alligator bait in the Louisiana bayou. About 45 minutes southeast of Tippecanoe, Louisiana, lived a man called Doc Millsap and his pretty wife Hannah. Well, they raised up a son that could eat up his bed and groceries. Named him after a man of the cloth. Called him Amos Moses. Yeah. Now all the folks around South Louisiana said Amos was a hell of a man. He could trap the biggest, the meanest alligator and just use one hand. That's all he got left called alligator bitty. Left arm gone clean up to the elbow. Well, the sheriff got wind that Amos was in the swamp trapping alligator skin. So he snuck in the swamp gonna get the boy, but he never come out again. Well, I wonder where the Louisiana sheriff went to. Well, you can so get lost in the Louisiana bayou. About 45 minutes southeast of Tippecanoe, Louisiana, lived a cat called Doc Millsap and his pretty wife Hannah. Well,
well, he raised up a son that could eat up his bed and groceries. Named him after a man of the cloth. Called him Amos Moses.
Yeah, I remember Jerry Reed and Waterboy and all those great movies from the 70s and 80s. And man, that guy could sing as well. 7:41, as we move to the 7:45 mark, we will have a news update. Caitlin O'Connell in the newsroom. Right now we're going to travel back in time a couple of decades with the Chicks. This is Wide Open Spaces for your weekend wake up.
Who doesn't know what I'm talking about? Who's never left home, who's never struck out to find a dream and a life of their own? A place in the clouds, a foundation of stone. Many precede and many will follow. A young girl's dream's no longer hollow. It takes the shape of
holiday season, let your business grow with WRCO Radio, the place to go. Affordable rates and results that are clear. We'll connect you to customers far and near. With Henry, your ads will delight. He'll make them sparkle like holiday lights. Promote your sales, events, or cheer and wrap up success to end the year. Call 647-2111 today. It's your time. Let Henry make your business shine.
Now through December 7th, A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet has amazing deals for the whole family for Black Friday and Small Business Saturday. Buy a regular price twin or full mattress and get a free pillow cub from Pillow Cube. Perfect for teaching kids healthy sleep habits. California King adjustable base is just $150 with the purchase of a California King mattress. Buy two recliners for just $750. Purchase a Mod Max 5-piece sectional and get 25% off all home accessories. Free recliner with the purchase of a sofa and love seat. Get a Cooperite copper-infused queen mattress for only $700. These deals sales are while supplies last and can't be combined. Visit A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in downtown Richland Center for details. You don't want to miss this sale.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
It's 7:45. We're back to our morning low of 10 above. This news update is brought to you by the Philback family of dealerships, Capital Wealth Advisory Group, and by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such. News with Caitlin O'Connell is on the way next.
At Capital Wealth Advisory Group, our advisors take a client-focused approach to customize strategies that fit your lifestyle and goals. So, while you do what you love, you know you are preparing for the future. Capital Wealth Advisory Group. Discover the one-to-one relationship you deserve. For more information, visit CapitalWealthCares.com. Capital Wealth Advisory Group is a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
Today is Saturday, November 30th. Good morning for WRCO News. I'm Caitlin O'Connell. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services, along with the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection, local health departments, and federal partners, are all working to investigate a multi-state outbreak of salmonella infections linked to cucumbers. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, 68 people in 19 states have become infected with the outbreak strain. This includes 3 people who live in Wisconsin. According to the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, the cucumbers were sold by SunFed Produce, LLC, and shipped to 26 states, including Wisconsin, between October 12th and November 26th. The cucumbers have now been recalled. Individual cucumbers may have a sticker that says SunFed Mexico. More information about the recall and how to identify the recalled cucumbers is available on the FDA website. Wisconsin's Election Commission leader has quietly certified Donald Trump's victory in the battleground state, a departure from the chaos that surrounded the 2020 election results. Commission Chairperson Ann Jacobs certified results during a Zoom meeting on Friday that showed Trump won the state with 1,697,626 votes compared to Democrat Kamala Harris's 1,668,229 votes. The certification was routine compared with the 2020, when Trump challenged Joe Biden's victory in the state. Trump demanded and got a recount in Dane and Milwaukee counties, the state's 2 Democratic strongholds, but the results still showed Biden won the state by about 21,000 votes in 2020. The National Weather Service says a manufacturing plant in western Wisconsin shares some responsibility for the Thanksgiving snow that coated the area. According to a social media post, the steam from the glass factory in Menominee and normal weather conditions combined perfectly to create snowflakes for a few hours, covering hundreds of miles in some light snow. Law enforcement authorities also say the factory-induced snow caused major traffic problems, forcing them to respond to 16 crashes in the span of about 5 hours. A recent report from the Wisconsin Policy Forum found that the state ranks second in the United States for dam failures over the last 20 years. The study also found that dam failures have been occurring more frequently in recent years, leading researchers to believe that extreme weather caused by climate change could be contributing to the failures, as well as overall aging infrastructure. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources distributes $4 million each year for dam maintenance, but experts say more funding is needed. After hitting the big Black Friday sales at major retailers, the Better Business Bureau encourages you to check out the small, local, and independent businesses participating in Small Business Saturday. This day celebrates small businesses and all they do for their communities. Created in 2010 by American Express, Small Business Saturday, the day after Black Friday, is a perfect time to stop in or shop online to support your local independent business retailers. Shopping locally, whether in person or online, benefits your local economy and has a positive impact on your community at large. You can often find unique and personalized gifts that have the personal touch of a local business. BBB offers the following tips to shop small on Small Business Saturday. First, get involved. Many communities host special events to celebrate and support the businesses that make your hometown unique. Find out what local events are happening in your area on the Small Business Saturday website or visit your local Chamber of Commerce for Merchants Association. Sign up for email alerts. Save a few dollars on your holiday budget by signing up for Small Business Saturday email specials offered by the merchants in your area. Remember, you'll probably get additional deals throughout the year, not just during the holidays. Research the shops nearest to you. Learn what shops are officially participating in the American Express Small Business Saturday by going to shopsmall.org. Connect with businesses on social media. Many small businesses will advertise their sales via social media. Invite your friends and family. Turn the shopping event into a friends and family extravaganza. Visit your favorite local stores or explore a new one. Take time to get to know the business owners and local community officials and get a head start on the holidays while enjoying time with loved ones. Don't just shop small, eat small. Many people think shopping at local retail stores is the only way to participate. However, small, independently owned restaurants, bakeries, and coffee shops would love to invite new customers while they're out and about. And share your experience. Take a selfie at your favorite small business. Share it on social media to tell the world you're a big fan of small businesses. Many local businesses might exist only online. You can find them by using local search filters. On BBB.org, you can search your local area by filling in the near box on the search form. In search engines like Google or Bing, you can either enter the business type, near me, and get results near you. On apps like Facebook Marketplace and Etsy, you can use a filter for results in a radius of miles of your home. The final Kickapoo Cowboy Church of the 2024 season will be held on Sunday night at the Old Oak Inn in Soldiers Grove. Organizer Bruce Pitsley says it has been a good year.
We have had a really good 2024 Kickapoo Cowboy Church season. It's been very well attended, tremendous support, and we're really looking forward to our last one, which is this Sunday, December 1st.
Cowboy Church is a gospel concert.
And that's what we try to do every month. And every month, April through December, we do a gospel concert. And there are so many different types of gospel music. There's country, there's southern, bluegrass. So, and every group that we have come, they each have their own style, and but they all have one thing in common, and that's sharing the gospel through their music. And this coming Sunday, we have three groups coming, and they all have their own style also. We have Joyful Sound coming. Again, they were there in August. The Happy Notes are coming. They've been a group for a long time. They were there last December. They'll be there again this Sunday. And last September, we had a new group join us called the Back Road Daughters. It's six sisters and their dad, and the harmony is tremendous. So all three of those groups are coming back, and we're really looking forward to a special evening.
Pitsley invites everyone to attend the Kickapoo Cowboy Church, no matter your denomination.
Kickapoo Cowboy Church is come as you are. There are no traditions at Kickapoo Cowboy Church. You come as you are, listen to the music, and get the gospel message through that music. And that's why Cowboy Church was created years ago. And I know some people don't like to hear the word church because they may have had a bad experience at a church at some point in their life. So this, you know, was created, but they had to give it a name, so they called it Cowboy Church.
This Sunday will be the final Kickapoo Cowboy Church of the season. It will be held at 6 o'clock at the Old Oak Inn in Soldiers Grove. Kickapoo Cowboy Church will begin again in April of 2025. Stay tuned. Today's vital statistics are next.
Hello, friends. Mark Philbeck here from the Philbeck Family Dealerships, your go-to destination for all things automotive. Did you know we're celebrating 75 years in business? That's right, 75 years of serving our amazing community. And here's something that sets us apart. We are the home of the lifetime powertrain warranty. That's a commitment to you, our valued customers, for ensuring peace of mind every mile you drive. But that's not all. We've expanded our selection of inventory so you'll find the perfect ride for any lifestyle. The deals are getting sweeter, folks. Whether you're in Highland, Richland Center, Boscobel, or Prairie du Chien, or browsing online at Philback.com, we've got incredible offers just waiting for you. So why wait? Come down to the Philback Family Dealerships and let us make your automotive dreams a reality. Visit us today, where trust, selection, and unbelievable deals come standard. The Philback Family Dealerships, 75 years strong with a lifetime commitment to you, where the customer is first since 1948.
Today is Saturday, November 30th. Gerald Edward Wendorf, 86 of Iola, died on Sunday. A memorial service will be held today at 11 o'clock at the Viola United Methodist Church. A private family burial will be held after all services. Friends may call at the Viola United Methodist Church today from 9:30 until the time of the service at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials to St. Croix Hospital, the Kickapoo School District New Sign Fund, or the Viola United Methodist Church would be appreciated. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. Of Gerald Edward Wendorf, 86, of Viola. Mark James Delcamp, 66, of Muscadet, died September 21st. A memorial service will be held today at noon at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet. Friends may call at the Pratt Funeral Home today from 10 until the time of the service at noon. For Mark James Delcamp, 66, of Muscadet. Julie Ann Jarvis, 54, Richland Center, died October 24th at home. A celebration of life will be held at noon today at Mel's Micro. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. Of Julie Ann Jarvis, 54, of Richland Center. John Hambone Deckert, 54, of Muscadet, died at the Richland Hospital on Tuesday. A celebration of life will be held today from 3 until 5 at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet. For John Hambone Deckert, 54, of Muscadet. Julie Patricia Hamilton, 55, of Blue River, died November 16th after a battle with lung cancer. A celebration of life will be held today from 3 until closing time at the Blue River Community Building. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. Of Julie Patricia Hamilton, 55, of Blue River. Mark D. Trebus, 63, of Prairie du Chien, formerly of Richland Center, died November 10th after an 8-year battle with brain cancer. A celebration of life will be held on Sunday from 11 until 3 at the Boaz Community Building. The Garrity Funeral Home in Prairie du Chien is assisting the family. Of Mark D. Trebus, 63, of Prairie du Chien and formerly of Richland Center. Doreen Alice Cradwell, 69, of Highland, died November 17th. A celebration of life will be held on Sunday from 1 until 5 at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet. In lieu of flowers, donations to Next Gen ALS would be appreciated. For Doreen Alice Cradwell, 69, of Highland. Bernard Johnson, 98, of Rolling Ground, died Wednesday at home. A funeral mass will be held on Monday at 11 o'clock at St. Philip's Catholic Church in Rolling Ground. Burial will follow in St. Philip's Catholic Cemetery. Friends may call at the church on Monday from 9 until the time of the mass at 11. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with the arrangements. For Bernard Johnson, 98, of Rolling Ground. Shirley Jean Tally Gruber, 84, of Spring Green, died Wednesday at Greenway Manor Nursing Home. Funeral services will be held on Thursday at 11 o'clock at Christ Lutheran Church in Spring Green. Burial will be Friday at 10 o'clock at the Norway Grove Cemetery in DeForest. Friends may call the church on Thursday from 10 until the time of the service at 11. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with the arrangements. Of Shirley Jean